Blog Talk Radio.
Radio.
Welcome back to Tom on the Radio with your host, Tom O'Neill.
It's 11 o'clock on the East. Do you know where your WWE champion is? I certainly do. He's right on my screen. I'm Tom O'Neill, and once again, welcome to another spine-tingling, that's as far as I'm going to go tonight, spine-tingling edition of Tom on the Radio. With me, as always, is the man who not only gravity forgot, but a lot of heartbroken women forgot to Steve Baxley. How the heck are you, big guy?
Oh, I am doing good. I am doing good. How about them Lions?
Lions? Did you say Lions?
I said
when was the last time? When was the last time we started? When was the last time, either on my show or on your show, the Last Call Cafe with Lugnut 6, but last time we started off with Lions?
Oh, I got to tell you one thing. I love this Lions team. They will give
even Matthew Stafford?
Attack.
Even Matthew Stafford?
Let's put it this way. If the Lions keep winning like they did Sunday, we all going to be suffering little heart palpitations. Wow!
And the late game on Fox ended early, so they went to the last part of the Lions-Colts game, and it was nice to see the Lions fly, even if it is for a half of a quarter, but it's better than nothing. Wow.
Yeah,
I tell you.
And it was like, and I think we touched on it on the Friday show, or on your show last Monday. This is a new Lions group, and although a bit of the old Lions started to come out, they came back, and I mean, they found a way to win. Maybe I should drink the Kool-Aid a bit more, or maybe wait, but
a friend of mine on Facebook called it an ugly win, but I went back at him and said, "What is a win?"
It was a win, and I can't wait to their first home game,
which is this Sunday against the Tennessee Titans.
That is going to be part one of the test.
Yeah, and you don't think it's going to be crazy in that building Sunday? Isn't the debut of the new cheerleading squad?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Well, that's gonna hype up the crowd more, like it needed more hyping.
Yeah, but I was listening to the game, and the way the Indianapolis Colts played, it was pathetic. They were playing like second stringers. The Lions beat up the Lions for the first time ever. They feasted on some Colts butt. But when the second half started, they started to show the same old Lions. But I think, give them a chance, give them an opportunity. They came out of it with a victory, and that's the biggest thing. They got their first victory.
I don't care how they win. I don't care how they win, long as they win.
Hey, they may win ugly, but, hey, a win is a win is a win. And if they can do that 16 more times, look out, world. You will be.
Boy, you are very optimistic.
I am. I think maybe they'll win 10 games, hit the playoffs.
I think that one win that took Jim Caldwell off the hot seat for the year.
That's right. And we can all thank one man for allowing Stafford to do some things his own way, and that is Jim Bob Cooter.
Can the church say amen?
I mean, since they got him, I think the best hire
the Lions made was not Jim Caldwell per se, but Jim Bob Cooter.
Yeah, when they got him, they didn't realize it. They got someone who could save the team. They got someone who can bring out the best in a quarterback that was once known as a China doll.
Oh, let's not get started about NFL quarterbacks and China dolls. I saw the game yesterday, and I'm one to say it's good to have two TVs simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
What I saw in the fourth quarter of the Browns-Eagles game with RG3 getting hacked and whacked, and then as he tried to get out of bounds, get blasted. And now it comes out that RG3 has a broken shoulder bone. He was put on IR, so he will miss at least 8 games. This doesn't require surgery, but once again, it shows that I wouldn't put the franchise tag on RG3 as my quarterback.
No, in fact, somewhere on some distant unknown island, there's a gentleman by the name of Manziel going.
actually, Manziel is back at College Station. He's taking classes at Texas A&M.
Football 101.
Oh, shut up. No, he has a half. I think it's a half a semester left in his senior year, and he's taking that, and so he did his degree, which is admirable. And I think him being back on campus is a good thing.
Mhm. And as for RG3, oh man.
Oh Lord, I mean.
He will be sitting on that island with Tony Romo for a while.
Yes, and same old Cowboys. They wasted a great effort by Dak Prescott, who I think will supplant Tony Romo as the eventual starting quarterback. Because let's just say Tony Romo is the poster child for quarterbacks who are China dolls.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I saw the Dallas Giants thing briefly, and boy,
I'm not a Cowboys fan, and I never was, and never will be. But I kind of like what I saw with the Dallas Cowboys, but they just couldn't play 60 minutes of football, especially that last play where the receiver tried to be a hero but not go out of bounds to stop the clock, and the Cowboys didn't have a timeout left and the game was over.
I mean, the shocked team of the week of week one has to be New Orleans. I mean...
No, I disagree with you. The Shock team is in that same building. The Oakland Raiders.
Oh, yeah.
I think that win will propel the Raiders probably into playoff contention.
And I love the way they did. I love the way they won.
I do, too. Why
they,
are you going to leave it? Why are you going to leave it in overtime when you have it in your hands? And my feeling is if you can't make a play from 2 yards out, you don't deserve to win anyway.
Mm-hmm. But, man, oh, man, two-point conversion and beautiful.
Yes, it was. I mean, I think that win did more for that one team, the Raiders, than something like that for any other team in the NFL, because that win gave that team and that coaching staff supreme confidence.
That's right, and I think that win was sort of a little convincer that Oakland is here to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, there's a flight out to Vegas in about, oh, say, 16 weeks. I think there's going to be a big battle.
I'm not going to sign off on that yet. I'm really not. I think that somehow, I mean, this is where the heart comes in, and that Mark Davis, if there's any way on God's green earth he can keep that team in Oakland, he will. They already sold out the entire season. I mean, that's from probably if the Raiders are a good team, that's going to be probably the hardest ticket to get this year in the NFL.
Yeah, if Oakland continues to win and play like the Raiders of Al Davis, or dare I even go so far as say John Madden's era, I think the people of Oakland are going to say, "Hey, Vegas, go for another team. They're ours.
Who are you?
They're ours."
I don't know about Oakland going to Las Vegas or any team going to Las Vegas, because because there's still that stigma about gambling, and you know that's the lifeblood of the NFL, gambling and fantasy football.
Oh yeah,
they're both abundant in Vegas. And the second thing is, they're talking about building a $1.5 billion stadium on the Strip. Even though Las Vegas got tons of money, who's going to pay for it?
Mm-hmm.
And let's remember, Oakland has at least $300 million on the table from the NFL if they build a new stadium in Oakland. And that's before they raise $1 for themselves. A good stadium is going to cost about $1 billion. If the Raiders can somehow put together a good season, they can get that $1 billion easy. And let's not forget the land is out there to build a stadium. They don't have to pay top dollar for land to build a stadium. There'll be less parking for at least 2 years, but at least they can build a stadium. I'm not convinced. I think London will get an NFL team before Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, they're getting an NHL team. Let's not get greedy.
Well, they have the arena built.
Ah, yes.
The T-Mobile Arena. They just finished that thing about a few months ago. They have it built. I just don't see the NFL waiting 2 years and playing in Sam Boyd Stadium on the outskirts of Vegas. It may, you know, it's not a bad temporary site, but that's just not conducive to Las Vegas or the NFL. I agree. You know, there's a big difference between what Stan Kroenke did with the Rams and what Mark Davis is talking about doing with the Raiders. Sam Kroenke, and it's all about money, and it's all about television. Sam Kroenke went from I think St. Louis is 16 market size to number 2.
Yeah.
Oakland, San Francisco is number 4. Oh, number 5, I'm sorry. Number 5, and you're going to go down into the 40s if you go to Las Vegas. So that's some make good stuff right there. That's why you don't have that enthusiasm of Las Vegas getting the NFL team.
Indeed.
And speaking of Las Vegas, our girl, the real Linda Steele, she posted on her page that, and you responded to her, that she did not have a, when she went out there for modeling shoots recently, she did not have a good time at the Wynn Hotel in Vegas. Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah, and by the way, to the jerk who took a illegal photo of her in a topless pool that said clearly at the Wynn that said clearly no cameras allowed. Like I posted on her page, I would have kicked him in the nads if I only found them.
Well, so Nutjob had a professional photographer or somebody with a camera phone?
It was somebody with a camera phone. I mean, come on. To all the people who want to, you know, degrade our friend Linda Steele, I say to you, grow up, respect. This is a very lovely lady.
You're asking a lot out of some people, Steve. I mean, some people were born without respect.
Those are ones that their dates probably need a magnifying glass to find what little God gave them between their legs.
Oh, Steve. You savage beast. And speaking of savage beasts, I give the Tigers an excellent chance of making the AL playoffs as a wild card because they're not catching Cleveland. But I say that very, very guardedly because they have some games coming up with the Tribe.
And those games are going to be big. But, I mean, we're getting close to something very epic here, my friends. I mean, right now, we're hedging our bets because they're sort of beginning to swoon a little bit. But
yes, it is. Oh, you mean a lot because the sun is starting to set earlier.
That's right, a lot. We are seeing the swooning of the Indians begin little by little.
Yeah.
But they are still in first place. But here's the shocker, boys and girls. We're sort of in the middle of September. And the Cubs need 4 games to clinch. Who'd have thunk we would be talking about the Cubs and the Indians in first place, and talking about the Cubs being an early clincher in the National League.
Yeah, and yet alone, we're talking Red Sox in first place.
Mm-hmm. And by the
I
way,
don't think,
thank you, Boston. I mean, let us all thank Boston for destroying the Baltimore Orioles for us tonight. Thank you, Boston.
I thought you meant in general, but you're talking about tonight. The Orioles destroyed themselves. They had the bats, but not the arms.
That's right. And right now, Detroit, one game out of the of that second wild card spot, 6.5 out of the AL Central, but you might as well give that to Cleveland. And on the other side, the National League, everybody's already given the season to the Cubs. Again, who'd have thunk?
Right. And the Nats, although they will win the AL, the NL East, nobody is really giving them a chance, especially with Strasburg possibly out for the season.
Yeah, they've had a few nicks and cuts on that team. and that's being kind.
Yeah, but I tell you, our friend Bud Selig knew what the heck he was doing by putting in not one but two wild cards. Can you imagine how dull the season would be without wild cards?
Oh.
And especially the setup they now one game. I mean, you're not rewarding impotency.
No.
I mean, there's still a lot of incentive to win your division. But I guess being in a wild card playoff is better than nothing.
This is true. And this year especially.
Don't count the Yankees yet.
And you got to admit, this season has been very, very, very interesting.
Very interesting.
I
completely agree.
Because let's face it, those that we thought were shoo-ins have become those that wish the season ended early.
Talking about a team, say the San Francisco Giants.
I will say this: the Giants.
All the talent they have on that team, and they're barely hanging on by a thread in the wild card.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, gave the Dodgers the NL West.
Oy.
Well, I guess their good grace is the last three games of the season and the last three games that Vince Scully will be doing for the Dodgers will be the last three games of the season in San Francisco. So if they're with three games at the end of the season, they still have a chance.
Yep. Yes, yes, yes. Everything's going to go down to the last week of the season again.
Which is what baseball wants. Except the Cubs and the Indians.
I mean, the guy that runs Major League Baseball right now is watching two teams that were perpetual losers about the doctor, you know what, out of people who thought, no, not this year. They're going to stay losers. Chicago had a taste, but nope, they're back. They'll be back down the cellar.
As they say a lot of. Forget Bartman.
Yes, the curse is over. The curse is lifted.
I can't go that far yet. Because you know a lot of Cubs fans are saying, shut up. You'll find a way to lose.
Don't jinx it.
Let's just keep going along our merry way. The sooner the Cubs clinch the best record in the NL as well as the Illinois Central, they'll start resting players. They've already gone to a six-man rotation.
And I'm just going to do like all Chicago Cub fans do. Sit back, relax, and watch every W flag go up on Wrigley Field.
Yeah. Can you just imagine? I imagine what it would be like if the Lions won the Super Bowl. But after yesterday, the imagination is good. But can you imagine what the North Side would be like if the Cubs won the World Series?
If the Cubs won the World Series, attention, Chicago media, call your insurance agent, because your live trucks are going to be destroyed. That place, contact Mrs. O'Leary's cows, relatives, so start hiding the buckets, because if the Cubs win the World Series, Chicago is going to be torn up in a celebration that's going to last a year.
If not more.
They will release the tension. They will release everything. These people, the Chicago Cub fans and that base in Chicago, have waited and waited, et cetera, for the words Chicago Cubs World Series champs. That's going to be a madhouse.
I'm shaking my head. I can't imagine the fandom that will happen in Wrigleyville with the Cubs. Well, I'm going to say if they even make the World Series, but what's the point in going to a World Series if you don't win it?
This is true. So, good luck, Chicago. You got one
part.
Yeah,
they're going
to need it.
They're going to need it.
There's more.
They're going to need it, Steve. They're going to need it, Steve, because I don't think the Bears are going to be amounting to much this year.
Oh, I think if they lose further, the Detroit Lions will be glad to give them the 0-16 trophy.
I think they'd be glad to give anybody 0-16.
I think if Chicago keeps going the way they are, they're going to be 0-16 this year.
Oh, that's a bold prediction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Bulls are not going to amount too much. The Blackhawks are, you know, they're the Blackhawks.
Mm-hmm.
But those sports will not compare to the pure. Because I bet you Steve Bartman will come out of hiding if the Cubs win the World Series.
I'll take that bet.
There'll be a lot of goat cheese around Wrigley Field.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. That would be fun. That would be funny if Bartman came out of hiding that the curse is over. And obviously you'll be seeing more than one person hold up a handmade sign saying, "Now I can die in peace."
And Harry Carey up there in
holy cow.
He will be doing the Budweiser shuffle.
And waving that ultimate W flag.
That's right.
Yeah, him and Ernie Banks will be popping a cold bud or two or three. So, in essence, we're saying the best thing Major League Baseball can get is the Cubs against whoever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they can't go wrong with the Indians, the Tigers, or the Red Sox.
That's true.
Yeah. So we've hit the bottom of the hour, and we've had animal talk. We talked about the Lions, the Bears, and the Cubs. For our remaining time, let's do a little square circle action. I find it very interesting now the WWE, although it's one company, are running two brands like it's two companies.
Oh, yes, and they're getting worried, as they did once before when they did this, that SmackDown has become the more dominant of the two shows.
And why is that, almighty wizard?
I guess because they have, well, let's put it this way. I think they got 2 hours, and they fill it with wrestling. They got a champion that the people are backing. And on the other side of the coin, Raw has a champion that, well, he's getting a good fan base, but how long can he take it when there are two gentlemen, one who technically never lost it, Seth Rollins, the
right.
other Roman Reigns, who was being groomed to be the new face, but it's been left in the dust.
He couldn't get his nose out of that illegal stuff he was taking, and he served a 30-day suspension. Speaking of that, somebody must have had a change of heart with Sasha Banks, because didn't she get a 30-day and she's in the ring?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just shows you once again, don't believe everything you see or read.
That's right. That's right, because if it makes them money, they'll milk it fully.
Yeah. But
which
it was nice tonight.
Yeah.
It was nice tonight to see Sasha Banks and Bayley go at it. Albeit for a few moments in the ring in the threesome match, but it just brought me back to last year when Bayley and Sasha Banks put on arguably still the best women's wrestling match in the history of NXT.
Mm-hmm. And there's a show you got to watch out for, NXT.
Oh, yes, because that's your future.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with all these suspensions and releases, we didn't mention that Alberto Del Rio is no more in the WWE. He went exit stage left and took Paige with him.
Oh, yeah. I saw that press conference. Paige looked like she was on cloud nine.
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with wrestling. because for a woman wrestler, it doesn't get too much better than the WWE. And I would like to know how she's going to juggle rebuilding her career and making her relationship with Alberto Del Rio very relevant.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe those two could find themselves in a little dance with Lucha Underground.
They got to go somewhere.
Yes, and with that popularity, with the popularity of Lucha Underground on the El Rey Network and on Univision, and a fourth season coming up, can you imagine what Alberto Del Rio and his new lady love can actually
lady
do
love.
more fans to watch Lucha Underground. This is what's working. Go ahead.
That might make the WWE a little squirmish. Because
yes.
You know Lucha Underground is going to want to go more mainstream with their product.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where they're going to go, but...
Well, if they lose more people and they lose ratings, you know where the WWE is going to go. And this is what the folks at USA Network and NBC Universal don't want them to go to.
Mm-hmm.
That is back to the Attitude Era.
Oh. Where everything was allowed.
Yes, everything.
Everything. But although they're having little snippets of the Attitude Era, especially on their pay-per-views, it's just too much money for them to become MA-14 or something like that, PG-13. That's going to take a lot of money out of their pockets.
But I think if they even try to go full bore back to the Attitude Era, I think the folks in NBC Universal are going to go right up to Vince and Triple H and say, guys, do you think you're going to do that? Look at your contract. I hope you enjoy going to being seen on the WWE Network.
The only thing, I'm beginning to think that's the end game. Because on the WWE Network, they can get away with so much more.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You can get away with literally everything and anything. And speaking of getting away with everything and anything, what is in the water at Fox? My God, I am a fan of Scott Jones and FTV Live. That is the insider's insider to what's going on behind the scenes of television networks, television stations.
Local TV stations. Let's give a tip of the cap to Scott Jones because
sure.
He is a very important man in my life because of what happened to my station in Detroit 6 years ago. Is it 6 years ago? A while ago. Recently, about 14, 15 years ago, where he just started, I think, FTV Live, and a tip was given to him about what's going to happen.
Oh, boy.
And...
you gotta love those
tips. Yes, I do. And if that tip wasn't given to Scott Jones, we were going to be thrown out on our ear with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
in fact,
I will always have a soft spot for Scott Jones.
In fact, Scott Jones is so good. Even the boys and girls at Fox Television Stations Inc. They're still trying to find out who the mole is that's been giving Scott Jones all the scoops. And they can't find the mole. But
no, speaking of Fox stations, Scott Jones pulled one out of the hat this morning. Oh, by the way, Steve, when I wake up in the morning and as I thank the man upstairs for giving me another day, one of the first things I do is check out the daily updates on FTV Live. And this morning he pulled out a doozy. Did you hear about this? This is it came out of Washington D.C. and out of the Fox station. For a long while, the anchor of the morning news and the weatherman of that same morning news in Washington, D.C., unbeknownst to her, her husband carried on a long-time affair with her co-anchor.
Yipe. And I'm looking at the pictures. Whoa.
Talk about chemistry.
Oh, my. In the words of the god of college football, Keith Jackson, oh, Nelly.
I mean, you talk about some serious tension. And it wasn't known to the woman that her husband was carrying on an affair with the anchor until very recently.
Hey.
So she had to, when she found out, she had to fake that she got along with this co-anchor. But I know she didn't. And this co-anchor left D.C., went down to Atlanta, spent some time at the Fox station down there. Her side piece divorced the anchor, went down to Atlanta to be with said side piece. They got married. She recently left the Fox station. Oh, actually, she didn't get her contract renewed. And the guy works at CNN. And that's not all.
Where he'll never be seen again.
Well, he's not seen in this country because he works for the international branch of CNN.
Uh-huh.
Doing weather. But the other interesting thing is this same Fox station is playing Anchor Shuffle. One of their anchors was one of the morning anchors who's been there for 14 years recently left.
Ouch.
Oh, and while I have it on my mind, Scott Jones pulled out another nugget this morning. Apparently, the revolving door at the Pix 11 in New York is getting itself wound some more. They're going to do some more anchor shuffle. It kind of coincides with the demise of the 6:30 p.m. newscast. Brenda Blackman is gone. Katie Tong is now weekend anchor. And the former weekend anchor, our friend Corey Chambers, is now on weekdays.
That is totally wild. I mean, that station, Pix 11, they used to have the best newscast. And in some cases, they still do, but it as you said, it's been like a revolving door. And this was their second attempt at an early evening newscast. Hello? Yipe. Am I all alone? Something happened. Hello? Tom? Oi. Oi. And oi. See you Friday. Hello? Ouch. We were cut to weekend.